history is full of such things. But in the order of God, crooked places made straight. Satan has working through men,
prompted by religion,
not born again. Even some of them have twisted God's word.
To satisfy
their preferences, their foolish mind darkened, has quenched God's spirit.
Now is the time.
God liberates.
Those who've been chained.
By traditions of men. Now is the time. Christ comes forth in his new creation,
male and female,
for in Christ,
both are the same,
both have their place.
Such a beautiful thing.
God hath wrought.
In his family.
All life.
Hath given us
all things restore.
All things restore.
As the beginning.
As the beginning.
Plus a lot more.
Plus a lot more.
First house, thus saith the Lord.
Now is the time.
The latter house becomes the tabernacle of God upon earth. Hath come to an end.
Little old churches.
Just full of weak old ladies.
And one big preacher.
The great liberator hath come.
God's body, the body of Christ,
now filled with bones, jumping together.
Ezekiel saw
such a beautiful thing. Started prophesying
to the dry bones
and the body
took its place.
Knee bone to the leg bone.
So on and so forth.
Now Jesus Christ
has formed his body.
Praise the Lord.
He's working through us.
Ah.
do you see
how your ministry is unfolding?
How your ministry is unfolding?
You thought you would be.
You thought you would be.
Second class citizen.
Second class citizen.
But now you are finding.
Now you are finding.
That you're not second class.
That you're not second class.
Not even first class.
Not even first class.
But everybody's in God's order. To be submissive.
To be submissive.
unto the obedient man.
To the obedient man.
But John the Apostle.
But John the Apostle.
The family of God man.
The family of God man.
Explain woman's authority.
Explain women's authority.
As mothers in the family.
As mothers in the family.
Speaking to a mother.
Speaking to a mother.
Call the elect lady.
Call the elect lady.
If any come to you.
If any come to you.
Bring not the doctrines of Christ.
The doctrines of Christ.
Receive them not in your house.
Receive them not in your house.
Neither talk to them. They've come to deceive you.
They come to deceive you.
Deceive your children.
Deceive your children.
So throw them out of your house.
So throw them out of your house.
Be they men, angels, or whatever.
Ever.
Tell them to come again.
Tell them to come again.
No, never, never.
No, never.
If
you want to get scratched
and attacked with a fury,
and attacked with a fury,
bother a small kitten,
bother a small kitten
of a mother cat,
of a mother cat.
She'll scratch you all over.
She'll scratch you all over.
Climb on your back.
Climb on your back.
She'll spit in your eyes.
She'll spit in your eyes.
Bite, growl, and scratch.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Until you flee.
Until you flee.
And leave her kittens alone.
And leave her kittens alone.
She'll even chase you.
She'll even chase you.
A safe distance from her home.
A great distance from her home.
Are you starting to see your ministry unfold now? As a mother in God's order? Even a timid mama bird, created by our Father.
Created by our Father.
Will attack an elephant.
Attack an elephant.
Or a giant of a man.
Or a giant of a man.
If they bother.
If they bother.
Or get close to her nest.
Or get close to her nest.
Where her young birds are lying.
Where her young birds are lying.
In peace and rest.
better watch out.
Better watch out.
'Cause you'll find I will change.
'Cause you'll find I will change.
From a mother of love.
From a mother of love.
And grace and light.
And grace and love.
Into a protective mother. Judgment and fire.
Of judgment and fire.
Oh, 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 oh,
mother's authority.
Sons and daughters.
Sons and daughters.
Fathers and mothers.
Fathers and brothers.
Little children.
Little children.
My family of God in the earth.
My family of God in the earth.
Now as a mother.
Now as a mother.
In the family of God. Protection of my family.
A protection of my family.
Oh, 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 oh. Basically, there are three works of the Holy Ghost in a woman. or in a mother's ministry. As revealed by our Father through his chosen man, Brother Pruitt, our Father of faith in the new creation. Okay? One of them is the Spirit of grace, which imparts the Spirit as a gift, as a grace, instead of something as works. Another is the Spirit of love, which is the imparting of that feeling of love to somebody. And then there's the Spirit of life, which is the blood of Christ. Imparted out through our anointing into the lives of others to cleanse them from all works of Satan, from all worry, all striving, all lust, unbelief, and any other contamination that Satan will try to put in their lives. That Spirit of life that cleanses, that blood of Jesus Christ. As a mother in the family of God, I have a duty to impart to others the Spirit of life, to cleanse them and all the other members of the family of God. That's my duty as a member, as a mother. It is true. Now, there are many ways as a mother that I can impart the Spirit of life by the Holy Ghost to keep my family clean. One of them is to sing to come today with that Spirit of life. completely wrapped around it. Not by my voice, but by that spirit of life flowing out through my voice. Not my voice, but that spirit of life on the inside of me. Spirit of life, that blood of Christ. It's a powerful thing. Just by that impartation, just by that anointing right down in here. Just learning to channel it out. Your arms and hands, by your touch, through your voice, singing, talking, just your presence. Now another way to impart the cleansing of the spirit of life to others.
to embrace them. Now, I'm not talking about running up to somebody and clinching with them. You know what that is. We were rebuked for that. Because that's leading the Spirit instead of following. But we want to learn just to follow that Spirit of life on the inside of us that draws us to a person. When we see a need in somebody's life, we feel that drawing of the Spirit to go and touch them, put an arm around them, with a hug them. Ooh, just let that Spirit of life just draw you. Don't rush and lead the Spirit. Just learn, let that Spirit of life just draw you. By channeling out from your arms when you reach around you. And also from right here. Ooh, they really get a double dose. Ooh, just by your embracing. By letting the Spirit draw you to wherever you see need and need. Imparting that Spirit of life to cleanse the person's life just by your touch. Ooh. Do you see what a thing your ministry is? You see now that you're not what Satan was trying to tell you you were. You're going to be second class, just as helpers. Not moving in anything particularly. Child bearers in the natural. Not going to have any ministry of my own. But the Father in His order. Has given us one of the most powerful ministries of all. The power of impartation. That Spirit of life. That Spirit of grace. That Spirit of love. This is the way we're going to keep all the children, all the sons and daughters in this family clean. When Satan tried to attack them, we're just going to completely cleanse their lives. By these ways. Another way to impart that Spirit of life, cleanse people's lives, to just breathe on them, just by your breath. Just change their lives just by your breath. Just by breathing on somebody. And not your natural breath, but operating with that anointing power, that Holy Ghost power. Using your breath for direct impartation. That blood of Christ just cleansed the person. Not even touching them. Any problems out of his life, any worries or strivings, is completely destroyed by that breath of the Holy Ghost, that spirit of life, destroys all works of Satan. Children, just by breathing on them. That breath of the Holy Ghost. That blood of Christ completely cleanses their lives. If you think it feels good to receive that, you ought to give it out. Another way to impart the spirit of life to others, to cleanse them, is to speak to them. Just by the words of your voice. By the blood of Jesus, you have been cleansed.
Destroyed by your Father. touching all your needs have been supplied.
Come to you.
Bring not the doctrines of pride.
Bring not the doctrines of pride.
Then receive them not.
Then receive them not.
Neither socialize with them.
Neither socialize with them.
But throw them out of your house.
Throw them out of your house.
Drive them out of your presence.
Drive them out of their presence.
Not invite them.
Will not invite them
to come again.
To come again.
Oh, 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 oh. Aha, you're seeing now that it's not just imparting, but it's also protection. Protecting by imparting in your children, your sons and daughters, to cleanse them out of with Satan. Cleanse Satan out of their lives, but also protecting them against people who try to come in them and wishy-washy around with them, you know, try to deceive them, lead them back into bondage where they were before. It's also your duty to protect them, just like a mother cat with her kittens. You mess with her kittens and boy, she's after you. This authority of a mother to protect their children,
was revealed by
God through the Apostle John, speaking to the elect lady, a mother in God's kingdom. Gave her a command.
He gave her a command
that was very plain.
Very plain.
That if any come to you,
and if any come to you,
bring not the doctrines of Christ.
Bring not the doctrines of Christ.
Then receive them not.
Then receive them not.
Neither socialize with them. Throw them out of your house.
Drive them out of your house.
Drive them out of your presence.
Drive them out of your presence.
Do not invite them.
Do not invite them
to come again.
To come again.
You and I.
You and I.
As mothers in the kingdom. We're given a mantle, of
fire and blood,
and we're given authority,
by God's chosen man,
to protect His children, with judgment fire. Tear anybody up who tried to come and deceive you, who tried to come and put you back into that bondage you came out of. This mantle, I just tear them to pieces. Ooh, it hath been given to me to protect my children, and I'm going to do it. Ooh, that fire, that love of judgment, to protect my children. So be it known to all who would yield
themselves to Satan.
I'm watching you.
I'm watching you
as a mother to you.
As a mother to you.
I speak in love.
I
speak in love.
Any come to you,
any come to you,
to defile or pollute you,
to defile or pollute you,
I'll strike them with my mantle,
I'll strike them with my mantle,
of fire and blood,
of fire and blood,
and I'll mark them for judgment, command them to repent,
command them to repent.
Then if they resist me,
if they resist me,
yet not I but Christ,
yet not I but Christ,
I'll drive them from me,
I'll drive them from me,
in judgment fire,
in judgment.
Anything about what we're teaching, about the love of Christ, they start to say, I don't really think I believe that. By just sitting there and saying nothing, the judgment that falls on them falls on you. And I'm not going to let that happen. And as mothers in the family of God, you're not going to let that happen. Somebody comes in here, or anywhere, one of my children, and starts to try to defile them and pollute them, this mantle, with my hand, that fire in it, that fire and blood. Ooh. Ooh. I'll just straight arm, just like this, lock your elbow on them. Bring that power over them. You just tell them real plain, I see Satan working in you. Now, do you want to stay that way, or do you want deliverance? Ooh. Satan hath been destroyed. Hath been destroyed. Ooh. 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 Hath been destroyed. Ooh. Jesus Christ. Had stripes put on him. Stripes of pain. He was lacerated for us. So that you and I, with this mantle of fire and blood, in love, can completely destroy Satan. But you listen, if this person would resist me, this fire of love would turn into judgment fire. And judgment would go with him. And if he resisted me, I would drive him right out that door. He wouldn't stay here to defile my children. Ooh, hath been destroyed. You see that power, that fire and that blood you have in your hand and your mantle? Ooh, just like a mother bird would tear into anybody who came to try to take her children, to bother them. That's how I would come after